Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, pickleball, a chess teacher, and Donnie Baker. All coming up right after this.
It's the last thing a stupid redneck says before he dies.
What?
Hey, y'all, watch this! That's my people!
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee, and we were playing a game off the air that we can't play on the air, but man, I wish we could.
No.
What situation?
Television trivia, really.
Yeah,
is what
yeah. What situation comedy is this, you know, Tom describing in one sentence or less.
Pretty funny.
Man, it was funny.
He won. We didn't get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's a hard one.
Totally.
The answer is Frasier.
Let's move forward here. And then I have a special request for a guy exiting the military after a big career, and he wants for something special, so we're going to get that on.
All right. First, very good. Oh, but first?
Yeah, a little bit of sports.
All right. Yeah, I got something over here. Here we go. That's right. It's brine time.
Brine time.
Brine time, baby.
Brine time.
Brine time.
You will remember where you were when you heard me tell you pickleball is replacing Bed Bath & Beyond and Old Navy stores at various malls across the country.
Pickleball court in the former Bed Bath & Beyond just a few miles from here.
The malls are turning to a wider range of tenants and activities, including virtual golf, breweries, and pickleball. Hmm. A group called Pickleball America is taking over an 80,000-square-foot anchor space in Stamford, Connecticut. That was once a
Connecticut.
Stamford, which was once a two-story Saks Fifth Avenue.
What?
Their Saks had two stories? Are you kidding me?
Oh, it was a heck of a place. You should have seen it. A mecca of...
Ours has three.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it. This ours does it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but they were nothing like these two stories.
Yeah, so it'll make room for more courts.
Yeah.
You've been in there lately?
Yeah, I know.
They're using it for cannonball practice.
I know Von Maur has two stories every now and then, but a pickleball facility recently opened in an Old Navy space at a New Hampshire mall, while a former Bed Bath & Beyond at Lake St. Louis. More examples.
So with the Beyond is pickleball.
All right.
Aren't you on the pickleball thing now?
I am about to start.
Are you? Good.
Oh, we've got to get in this league.
Don't be nervous. You got this.
I want to beat your ass at pickleball.
Well, that's fine. I haven't started yet. But
bring it. Are you taking...
At our gym?
Tell me you're taking lessons with the foremost pickleball pro in the United States.
Ludo.
Oh, Ludo's great. Great tennis coach.
Ludo.
Oh! One pickleball for the money.
All right, Tom, right back, baby. Right back at it, baby.
I just hope they have enough handicap spaces and all these places to play pickleball.
The number of people playing pickleball grew by 159% over 3 years. Arguably, no one was playing before, though.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the gym that we go to. They shut down both basketball courts.
That you go to. Not everyone goes to your gym.
I was talking to Pat Godwin, someone who's reasonable.
Not everything you do and enjoy is something that everybody else does and enjoys.
Good.
Do you know that?
That way they're in my way.
But they transformed that basketball court into pickleball.
Both of them. Yeah, they're all pickleball.
And it's packed all the time.
Packed all the time.
They have a full-time person that's in charge of pickleball there, because I ran into her when I was
I know that there's a, what is it, Bed Bath & Beyond that has some pickleball courts here, but they're doing it to Old Navy as well?
Yes.
I didn't realize Old Navy stores were...
must be select malls where they're having problems.
Yeah.
If you're the manager of an Old Navy store, it's closing. Do you have to go down with the store?
You have to stay.
That's a fair question. That's actually one of my new favorite questions.
I think
tradition stays.
I never thought I'd see this day.
the seagoing tradition.
Lock the doors. I'll be fine.
Here we go, fellers. Well, what have I done? I've accidentally...
You go to turn off the Muzak and you hear some guy's voice. It's been an honor to play with
you. Nice Titanic reference. Thank you very much.
This is a Tom story. I know I not necessarily endorse this.
Okay.
The Queen's Gambit is playing out in real life in Maine. A custodian is coaching a school's chess teams to acclaim.
Is that great?
Is that what happened to the story?
Yes.
David Bishop.
Is that right?
No.
Tonight 4. A part-time chess coach. Okay, so this is a custodian who's a part-time chess coach.
Sounds to me like he might be a part-time custodian.
Yes.
And you could easily say chess coach.
You thought he was just a custodian.
But the guy had a serious high-tech job of some sort and decided he wanted a little bit less stress. Became a custodian, happens to be a fine chess player. It's a good story. It's fun.
So he's teaching the kiddos?
Teaching kids to play chess. And some of the kids, he was saying, can beat him. And at first, he was kind of embarrassed. Then he realized, hey, this is great.
Real dumb.
Okay.
Well, David Bishop led his elementary and middle school teams to state championship titles this year. Bishop's middle school team came in 8th place.
Huh?
At the national championships in Texas.
Oh, nationals. Okay, yeah, sure. That's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
The elementary school team will soon be competing in the national championships in Maryland. Hopefully, they'll come in 8th or 9th place.
Wow. Can't even give it a nice positive spin. It's like Good Will Hunting. Remember? The Good Will Hunting? The janitor.
How do you like them apples? No.
You saw the Queen's Gambit, right?
No.
Yeah, the janitor.
No, the alien girl's in that.
You don't like her?
No, her eyes are way
Anna
up against Taylor her head.
Joy? Oh, yeah. From the
it's
menu.
It's a really great
She's
show.
A terrific actress.
Her and Anna Kendrick and Anne Hathaway can all be in a van.
I would pay them so much just to pull into your driveway.
Bishop became a custodian after retiring from his job in the telecommunications industry, taking on custodial work, figuring it would be less stress for him.
It's a fun story. And if the kids get nervous before the match and puke, he's got that special janitorial sawdust stuff that they use.
Okay, now you're talking.
That stuff is...
Bishop said...
Do they make a home version of that?
I don't know, but when I smell it, I want to vomit.
Sure, you can pick that stuff up.
Really? And it's called like vomiter.
Is it?
Vomitizer or something.
Looks like pencil shavings.
Vomitizer?
Something like that.
Oh, that sounds like something the Pentagon would get a hold of. Well...
Vomitorium.
We decided to go with some softer weapons. We just used the vomitizer, and all their troops just started puking everywhere.
When I grew up, it looked like kitty litter or like aquarium bedding.
Like pencil shavings.
Vomazorb.
Vomazorb.
Sounds like a Star
there
Trek.
I am Vomazorb.
Can we get him off the deck?
Vomazorb will stay as long as I want.
Jabba the Hutt meets Vomazorb.
Biggest challenge we've ever faced.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right! O'Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Ha ha ha! Thank you, God.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, hey, how Donnie. Are you?
I'm good. I ain't surprised at all about that custodian being a master chess player. Oh. Man, all custodians are connected. It's weird that way. The one we had in middle school, didn't know till 2 years in, he invented Montreal steak seasoning. I swear to God. Something about it, man, when they put their minds to it. But I'm happy to report my mom, Phyllis, had a really good Mother's Day.
Oh, good. Oh, that was nice of you.
Fine woman.
Well, maybe best ever, you know. Well, most families, we got together, kicked out, watched Scarface.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or Steel Magnolias again. Oh. But we had a cookout for about 25 people. I set the whole thing up, ran a 50-50. I put tables under the carport. She's all happy. We cooked her two favorite things. Danny Moore's hearty beef stew and a side of Spam and mayonnaise sliders.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. And for dessert, the next best thing, Robert Redford's.
Oh, good.
Of course, she went on and on about how considerate we was, you know, stopping to pick up flowers from that roadside memorial.
Uh-huh.
You know? And maybe it's because she got a little tipsy on Smirnoff Ice. But before dinner, she suggested we all take a turn on the stripper pole.
Oh.
You know what, Josh? She might be on the backside of menopause and stuck on day shift at Xanadu's, but my mom Phyllis can still navigate a pole. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
Nice
Our neighbors were pissed. We didn't give any heads up or take the flag down first. But,
man,
I guess free dessert solves everything. Swear to God. Oh, and you know what I found out?
What?
I ain't bragging, but I'm a natural on a stripper pole, too.
Really?
I guess it's in my blood, Tom. Uncle Sonny said I should audition for Chip and Dale's.
Uh-huh.
I said, ain't no way I'm getting up and gyrating in front of a couple squeaky talking Disney cartoon characters.
That's Chip and Dale, Donnie.
Yeah, I better go. Liffy's trying to catch one of Mitchell's chickens again. Get the one that keeps yodeling at 4 a.m. It makes more noise than a laughing goat. I gotta go.
Okay. Thanks, Donnie. Huh. Are you familiar with the Robert Redford dessert?
Yeah, it's a cake.
Isn't it called the next best thing to Robert Redford?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really...
makes old ladies giggle when you say that.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, that and pickleball keeps them alive.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid world record.
The old ticker ticking, right? Yeah.
A South Philadelphia neighborhood attempted to break the world record for the longest cannoli. NBC Philly reports that multiple restaurants... Okay, did they put a bunch of cannoli together? Because if they did, that does not count.
That's what they did.
Oh, boy.
That's not...
They took them out of the foam boxes. And
oh, so basically they delivered them.
So we could say we're going to make the world's largest Twinkie.
That's right.
By taking a bunch of Twinkies and just putting them together.
Stacking them end to end.
Do we just line them up? Or
this
do we...
is... very silly.
What is the name of the name of the segment?
Multiple.
What is the name of the segment?
Stupid world records.
World.
You know what? He's right. When he's right, he's right.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, really.
A cannoli measuring 100 feet long to beat the current record of 70 feet, 3.7 inches.
I love cannoli.
They are great.
They are great.
Everybody ready to stand by?
Yeah.
Now, don't everyone jump at once.
Okay.
You mean with our hands?
Just calm down.
Ready to wrap around his neck?
The name of the restaurant is the Rim Cafe.
What if they have any employment openings there?
Oh, why? Are you looking
for a rim job?
I'm surprised that at the Rim Cafe, do they just serve Jello shots?
Just like slow pitch.
Why doesn't Netflix put that show on? Who came up with Rim Job?
The name?
Oh, the name.
The act itself.
The name and the act.
Oh, I'm gonna the ancient Greeks. I bet.
Well, let's call that the old Rim Job.
Yeah,
it's just kind of.
I think Rim. Oh, what?
I never go to the Rim Cafe when I'm in Philly. It's just kind of childish. The name is dumb. I go to my favorite healthy place. It's called Salad Tossers, and that's a much healthier option.
It's a nice alternative.
Yeah, and they get their mind out of the gutter.
Yes,
yeah.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What about the Fruit Bowl? You ever go there?
Well, if you're...
Look at this.
You know, I've never seen you there.
Christy Lee with the prison slang.
I don't think girls are capable of the Fruit Bowl.
No, they're not allowed.
No, they're not.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Did you ever see a pressed ham?
Yes.
You know what that is?
Yeah, it's when you moon somebody in a car. Have you ever against a window, put it in a window.
Have you ever mooned anybody, Christy, naked butt?
No.
Josh?
Yeah.
Tom?
Of course.
What? Of course.
Yeah, you bet.
Ace?
Yes.
Oh,
Chick?
That damn badonkadonk over there. I have not.
Do you? I will never forget the feeling of mooning somebody out of the middle school bus on the way home from a football game. Just the feeling of your butt against cold glass is such a specific feeling, and you never get it anywhere else in life.
How much, Pat, would it cost for you to sit there while Ace does a pressed ham against that guy? And you have to, like, look. You can't look away. If you look away, you get no money.
I turn to salt.
And I tell you what, I'm in for $20.
I have a 10. That's all I got.
He'll do it for $20.
No, no, you.
Me.
Yeah.
No, you got to pay Ace.
Why? Work.
No, no, I'm gonna pay Ace to flash him. Yeah. No, Pat, you got enough of my money. You just sit there, okay? Are you in for $20 for Ace?
Sure.
Really? I have 10. We're up to $50.
I got a big ass. I need some big
bucks.
You know what? Hang on. Everything I've ever said about Ace, I take back.
When Ace gets his resume out under skills, it says big ass.
And I'm going to put I'm putting 100 in right now.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
Yeah. A bill price just went up.
You're going to need a ladder.
Well, step stool, just a step ladder.
But what does Pat get for staring at it?
Pleasure.
That's two in a row.
Probably 10,000 hits on Instagram.
Pleasure. In fact, Pat, you have to sing to it. You have to play a song.
You have to come up with a song for Ace's Badonk.
Yeah, you have to serenade his pressed ham.
I could do that. He's going to take the money and do it.
I know he will.
I hope so. I'm in for 100. So
how long is it going to take you to compose a song in honor? Or are you going to? Is the song going to come after you've seen?
Would he be willing to do it today?
Well, you can write a song before the end of the show.
Sure.
Did you shower today and the whole thing? You're all clean.
This is the guy that farts holes in his underwear. He's gonna crack this. We're gonna have to call Safelite to come fix the studio.
Safelite repairs. Safelite replace.
Well, we have to do it. Song's Mark written. Has written in from Peoria, where it plays. He says, "Good morning, miscreants. I'm a truck driver traveling south along I-57. I'm currently sitting on an off-ramp, cleaning coffee off my windshield after hearing the plan for Ace to put his ass up against Godwin's window whilst he sings to it. Let's make this happen."
Paul Clausen in Jonesville, Virginia has taken the time and trouble to write, "I will gladly mail Ace a bunch of coupons."
Oh,
boy, just sweeten the pot.
Press his country ham in front of
him. Country ham.
Country ham. This is getting big, Ace. I don't see how you're going to get out of it. I know you will.
And I'm also looking forward to the print it will leave on the glass. We haven't even taken that into consideration.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.